This is Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. It's 8:46. When the spring semester begins tomorrow, a college in North Arkansas will become the latest to teach students the science behind brewing beer. Lyon College in Batesville is offering the class to students 21 and older. Dr. Alexander Beeser will be teaching the class. In an interview with KUAR's Michael Hiblin, the biology professor said he's hoping to expand a basic understanding of science.
One of the things that I was interested in doing is trying to increase STEM participation, looking at ways in which other people can get interested in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Every one of my colleagues has been at a class where there are students that are simply taking the class to meet prerequisites because they need it to graduate. And it's really hard to get the students engaged in something that they simply view as a rote class that they have to do because someone told them. And finding things that students can relate to, have, you know, alternate interests in, is a really good way to get them at least engaged with the material. So I thought that brewing would be one of these really cool ways in order to do this. It's mostly going to be lecture about the steps in brewing, the science behind brewing, some of the anthropology of alcohol, the historical history of fermented beverages. But there are going to be some wet lab things. So we will go through many of the steps that are involved in the production of fermented beverages.
And how long does it take to make a batch?
Well, that's actually a really interesting question. So that's another really cool thing. So one of the most recent developments in brewing, maybe not so much commercial brewing, but in home brewing, is they've recently found a strain of yeast that were normally used in farms in Norway that can ferment incredibly fast without having to worry about temperature control. So they can ferment very, very hot and very, very fast. So when I was a grad student making beer, fermentation was generally a week to 2 weeks. And that's because the strains of yeast called Kveik, K-V-I-E-K, they can take beer from a wort to the final gravity in like 2 to 3 days. So the idea would be we'd probably be able to brew at least once a week, maybe two every 3 weeks. So the students will be able to try different things. And that's why we're trying to implement this as a science class, where we're going to look at independent variables. We'll start with the same wort and then change one variable. So some students will ferment with one yeast, and other students will ferment with a different yeast. And at the end, then we can essentially compare, not simply by tasting, but we can compare things like how well they started and converted the sugar into alcohol, how well the yeast essentially drop out, how well they attenuate and flocculate, come out. So obviously students like the idea of beer, but it's really a science class that's going to be driven by beer.
Well, sounds like a great way to expose students who might otherwise not be interested, expose them and get them interested in biology.
That is actually, ultimately, believe it or not, that's my goal. So I'm just using fermentation as a way to give the students something that they might already have an interest in, and then hopefully they'll leave with an appreciation that science isn't something that is done by people in white lab coats away from everybody else, that a lot of the things that we do in our everyday life are based on these scientific principles. And we just view this class as simply an applied liberal arts class. That's it.
And that's Lyon College Professor Alexander Beeser speaking with KUAR's Michael Hiblin. The University of Arkansas also teaches a similar class.